Over the last few years, a number of contemporary R&B artists have hit pay dirt by consciously emulating the sounds and songwriting devices of classic soul. Among these neo-soul artists is Macy Gray. Her latest album, called The Trouble With Being Myself, is released today. Critic Tom Moon has a review.
The guitars come from the Jackson 5, of course. The bass has that P-funk womp. But it's Macy Gray's unmistakable voice that makes this song and her entire CD so engrossing. Right away, Macy Gray lets us know that she knows her music history. What she does with it on this CD is almost radical. She takes something old and stylized and spins it into music that's almost defiantly of this moment. It's not classic this or neo that. It sounds like it was pulled from the oven this morning. This is Gray's third and best effort. On it, she pulls together all kinds of different musical worlds. Check out this collaboration with Beck, where she sounds like she's fronting Chaka Khan's old band. A couple of songs later, her multi-tracked voice becomes one element in an outburst of extravagant camp. The up-tempo stuff is offset by quieter, less showy moments, like the song Things That Made Me Change, which has unconventional stops and starts. It might be easy to spot some of Macy Gray's inspirations, but unlike her neo-soul peers, she's not a copycat. The disc's title, The Trouble With Being Myself, implies that Gray has suffered because of her individuality, but don't be fooled. The music benefits from every last quirk.
The album is The Trouble With Being Myself by Macy Gray. Our reviewer Tom Moon covers music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.